Washtenaw may be small, but for the past 15 years, the school has hosted one of the largest community service projects in the state, Tiger Cert Day. On March 31st, the semi-annual event is kicking off again. I'm here with Ryan James and Lauren Jackson, who both serve on the leadership committee for Tiger Cert Day. What do y'all do as part of the committee?
As part of the committee, we go out into the community of Arkadelphia, and we see basically the different needs around town, and we send different teams out to go and meet these needs. And a lot of the people that we serve are elders or single parents and just people that can't necessarily do the things themselves. And so we just go and help meet those needs.
So as part of like the leadership team, what we do is to organize all this is we meet once a week every Wednesday for lunch, and we just kind of organize everything. Like there's teams split up, like logistics, publicity, projects, teams. And so what we do is just kind of organize everything. We recruit students to come and work on Tiger Cert Day. Projects, we line up projects from the community. People in the community will call the Elrod Center or email and say they want some projects done. And then we as a leadership team go out to those projects, visit with those people, and just kind of get an idea of what kind of work they need to do and things like that.
Okay, now when you say projects, what kind of projects are typically seen from Tiger Cert Day?
A lot of the projects typically have to do with yard work. That could be like weeding or moving rocks or mowing the lawn. And we also wash a lot of windows and a lot of mainly outside work for the most part.
But I mean, there's no limit really on like what people need. Most of the time, like it could go like what Lauren said, from working in the yard to it could just be sitting in their house, just kind of talking with them and just visiting and stuff. Basically, a lot of these people are kind of senior adults or disabled or single parents or anything like that. And so, like you know, some of them are just kind of looking for people to connect with. And so it really ranges from, from manual labor to, social labor, I guess.
So it sounds like a long process for the leadership committee. How much time goes into making Tiger Cert Day a success?
Well, we start meeting for a while, at least 5 or 6 weeks ahead of time, and just start planning right away. And as soon as we put the ad out, people start calling in immediately. And so we have a lot of projects to take care of. But it does take a lot of preparation and work because we have to visit the projects and take pictures of what needs to be done. And then the different teams on the leadership team have, specific duties to do. So there's advertisement involved. There's, like I said, visiting the projects and getting the tools ready. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes.
Wow. Well, y'all obviously did a good job with getting all of that together this past semester because a new record was set because OBU had more than 1,000 volunteers across Arkadelphia working. How did y'all manage to pull in so many students to volunteer their Saturday?
I think, one of our teams is publicity, and I think they just did a really good job of, communicating and putting out posters and flyers and, showing, having a good design for a shirt is like a small thing, but it provides a lot of incentive for people. And also just the fact that we had a huge freshman class this year come in, and so there's a lot of freshmen who are just really excited about it, never done it before, and just a lot of word of mouth and talk, in chapel and different things like that. And so just a lot of, like Lauren said, just a lot of advertising and a lot of publicity went into it. So,
do y'all see Tiger Cert Day growing and possibly beating the record that y'all had last semester?
I think it's already getting up there in numbers, so I believe we'll set a new record, hopefully.
Yeah. I think we have a record number of projects this year already. And as of today, we had 997 volunteers. And so, 3 days before Tiger Cert Day, having that many is a really, you know, a really cool thing. And so we definitely think that we will probably pass that, crossing our fingers. So.
Well, I hope y'all do set a new record. And Ryan, Lauren, thank you for talking with me today. I'm Katie Vaughn with the Wachita Signal Online Edition.